What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways, and I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah. Let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating, because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
Throwback holiday. It's a good Christmas movie. I highly recommend that you watch it. Essentially, to make a long story short, it's a movie about a young lady who is not happy with the life that she currently is living. And so she wishes for a do-over. She literally lays in bed and asks God for a do-over. And so the premise of the movie is that her wish gets granted and she is transported all the way back to high school, 18 years old, senior, about to graduate. And essentially throughout the movie, we see one big major choice, one big major decision that she made years ago led to where she is now. Now, there's nothing that she could have done about her mom getting sick, but there is one thing that she could have done differently regarding her mom. She could have been home to catch her mom's heart attack and save her life. Those two things shape the course of her life. Although you can't help if someone is going to pass away or not. But what you can do, is that you can be in a preventative state to keep said loved one from passing away if it's as simple as calling 911. The other thing you can do when it comes to romantic relationships is you can choose not to sleep with someone until you have a ring on your finger. And that's the other big major decision that affected her. She slept with her then boyfriend, got pregnant, had a kid, and then later on, they got married and they had another kid. But the first kid that she had came when she was 18 years old. And so you get the premise of the movie at this point. She goes back in time and she relives her high school days. She finds the people from the future who are doing well and successful as high schoolers because they all went to the same high school, and she changes things that she wishes she had done before. In other words, one of the guys was quote-unquote a dork, and her boyfriend at that time in high school was captain of the football team, I believe, and she was captain of the cheerleading squad. So essentially, they picked on him as a kid at 17, 18 years old, and then 10, 20-ish years later, everyone's glowed up, grown up, et cetera, et cetera. But that was a major change, and she chose not to sleep with her boyfriend and create the baby. And so just those little small changes shaped the future. So when she returned back from being in the past, things changed. The daughter that she had was flipped upside down. Instead of a daughter, she had a son who was a teenager. And instead of two sons, she ended up with two daughters. So instead of two kids, a son and a daughter, she ends up with three kids, two young daughters and a teenage son. And the guy that's her husband is the guy that she should have dated, but didn't, because she got swept up in popularity. However, when she went back in time, she made that big, huge change. She chose to go with the guy that would treat her right, rather than the guy that just wanted her for attention and status and her body, obviously. And so when she returns back to present day, boom, flipped upside down. In addition to the extra child, she is married to the dude that treated her right. And so, with this being the very last podcast episode of 2023 before we hit 2024, and with this being part two of the 2024 series, what better way to wrap up the year than to ask the question, if you could go back in time, what would you change? Specifically, since we're at the end of this year, if you could go back and relive any moment from 2023, what would you choose and why? I'll give you my answer in just a few minutes. Looking back over this year, 2023, there are several moments I would go back and change if I could. But the one moment that sticks out to me actually ends up being two. There's two moments that stick out to me, but it's one big moment overall. Let's start with the car accident. Now, obviously, car accidents that are not your fault are something that you can't control. You can't control when someone is going to run into your vehicle, but the timing of it, I definitely would have gone back and changed. It would have been a lot better to not have had that car accident happen in May, but instead to have that car accident happen a little bit later in the year, once the school year actually started back, so that I could have saved a ton of money from the summertime and not have had to use the remainder of my checks and then some for staying afloat, and also for filling up three rental cars. Yes, three rental cars. It would have been nice to just have one rental car for the entire time, but no, I had three rental cars just for one car accident, and it was so embarrassing. And it took them a while to give me my money back after I returned the car. And so I would have definitely changed that. The other thing I would have changed was my money. I would have gotten a part-time job to save myself the trouble of having to go through unemployment and save myself the heartache of not having money over X, Y, and Z months, and then having to turn around and pay a significant amount of money over the last 3 months of this year. It was only November and December where I didn't have to pay up a crap ton of money. Things were balanced, and I actually was able to live and not worry about money. So those two things are the big major items on the list that I would go back and change for this year, 2023, if I could. I'll add one more major thing in there, and then I'll go to a minor thing. One more major thing I would do is that I would have not needed to use all of my tax return money from January 2023. I would definitely have saved a lot more of that than I needed to. So that's just the only thing that I would change. Now, on to the minors. The minor thing I would change would be, number one, the dating world, I would have gotten a lot better with being able to discern, okay, this person's not going to work out. It's just no, there's just no point in even trying. I would have definitely wanted to know that ahead of time. And then the second minor thing I'm going to mention is that I would definitely have done a lot better in business over the last couple months. I did good starting out in business, but once we got to September, October, that's when things plateaued and I had to figure out a little bit more business-wise down the pipeline. And so I would definitely have been a lot more focused in on running the business, but also building up my customer base. And so I'm definitely not happy with those major things and those minor things that took place in 2023. And I definitely would have changed those things if I could go back and redo certain parts of the year 2023. But alas, it is not realistic. It is not possible to go back and relive time and get second chances in this world. All we can do is move forward. So, and when we come back from commercial break, we're going to ask the question, not what would you change, but what will you change, since all we have is moving forward and all we have is the future.
This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by
Yo. We got Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Hey, Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show. So the question is, what will you change? Wow. So for me, I already know that I'm going to change a few things. Number one, I'm going to change money habits in 2024. Whatever I get in tax returns is going to be saved. The majority of it. And the rest is going to go into what I call the boost category so that I can feel good about myself moving forward. And then the other thing that's going to happen is that I will make sure that there is moolah available to pay bills in July and in August when the school year comes to an end so that I do not have a crisis on my hands like I did in 2023, because that is what most people in the school system do. The second thing I'm going to do is obtain a part-time job for this year as a third income source, as I've now charging my business owner connections double. So I'm now making an extra $500 a month from that right off the bat, in addition to my job. But I still want to have another income source where I can make an extra $400. So let's do some math. So that's $900 right there with the publishing gig and a part-time job on top of what I'm actually making per month. In January, that's three checks. So that's this plus bang. So essentially, if I can get an extra part-time job as a third income source, that will be good. But if the part-time job is continuously delayed and we take that money away, boom. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's actually $400 every 2 weeks. That's $800 a month. So let's add $800. Okay, good. I am pressed for time, which is why I'm recording this podcast episode very late, but yeah, and doing that is kind of messing up my brain a little bit. But anyway, so now we're on the right track. So if we take away the part-time job income and we do my full-time job plus the publicist gig, I'm still looking at this per month. And then let's do a little bit more math. The tax returns. So that, and then we add in this, equals that. And so if we take away the big chunk of the tax returns, that still puts me at this amount every single month that's there, despite bills being paid. Add bills being paid in there, then we're looking at this. Hold on a second. And boom, boom, boom. Boom. Four. Then boom. And boom. That's bills. All right. So this and bills. that's about this left. So pretty much, if to make a long story short, I'm good going into 2024 money-wise. So sorry for the long pause, the long delay, but what I'm really trying to say is that making money changes in 2024 simply means I'm going to be gaining more money that's going to go straight into my spot, and that's going to boost me. So pretty much, even with bills in the equation, I'll still be making a good, crazy amount of money per month on top of what I already made in January plus tax return season. Meaning that in February onward, as long as I continue to stack, we'll be good. But then if I add an extra $800 on top of that from a third income source, I'll be even better. My point is, I'm not going to be in a struggle season anymore now. It started in November, crossed over into December, and now we are in January, and January's outlook looks amazing, which means that from this point on, struggle season is over as long as I continue to live every single day. The second thing that I'm going to change in 2024 is that I'm going to be very intentional about being there for my closest friend. And that would be my best friend from work. I'm going to be there for her as much as humanely possible in 2024. And she's going to be practice for my significant other when she shows up. And speaking of, when she does show up, it's going to be amazing because I'll be able to actually sustain my half of the relationship because of the extra income sources. And last but not least, the business. There is a fourth income source if you tack on a part-time job. And that also is an amazing thing. The business is going to grow. The e-commerce is going to grow. The rest of 2023 has been focused on customers and orders and products. And that actually has been working out like crazy. Your boy in just 3 months or so has amassed about $80 in the business just from recurring orders and brand new people coming on board to make orders. So the business in and of itself is amazing and it does work. And the more people support on a consistent basis, the more money your boy makes. So that money is going to go up and up and up and up. And team building will actually start this year in 2024. So to make a long story short, I'm going to be cruising it in every phase of life this year. And it's going to be amazing. The bills will be paid with two income sources, leaving the other income sources to just be stacked on top of each other, where I can just live and live and live. And the best part is, remember what I talked about in part one about those things I just didn't like about 2023? Well, let's just say, for example's sake, that someone hits my car again in 2024 and I have to get it repaired. if that does happen, the fact that I am not in crisis mode means that I will actually be able to continue staying afloat and put money into the rental car until I get my whip back. Meaning that for those moments where life just happens unexpectedly, I will finally be able to be back at a point where things can just happen and I will know exactly how to react to it rather than things happening and I need to ask for help. And with all of this under control, allowing me to focus solely on next year's goal, which is a new girlfriend, I will be able to live and relax and not worry and not panic. And that is the ultimate goal for next year. And that's what I want to leave you with in this podcast episode. Live life to the fullest in 2024. Don't panic. Don't worry. Put in the work. Do what you need to do. But at the same time, back, breathe, and know that everything is being worked out for your good, and everything is being worked out in the ultimate spectrum of things so that you can be the best version of yourself, so that you can be the most accomplished version of you by letting everything else handle itself and you do what you need to do to improve. And that is how 2024 can be an awesome, amazing year, no matter what comes your way. In actuality, there is one more part to this story that I wanted to slide in here real quick for 2024 that I didn't mention. So I talked about my best friend, talked about the Amway business, talked about money and girlfriend. Those are all on the docket for 2024. Year two in the school system is happening in 2024. I was awarded my position, so I will be continuing to work in the school system. I'll be working at high school for 2024. Same high school that I was supposed to be temporarily sent over to, because my main school was an elementary school, if you all remember. That was my main school. And they temporarily sent me to this high school for the rest of this past school year and the current school year that just ended for Christmas New Year's break. So basically starting in January, the entire spring semester and fall semester of the 2024-2025 school year, I'm going to be at this high school. So that's happening next year as well. Awesome sauce. The big thing that's happening in 2024 is set apart, excuse me, from my significant other. That's going to be the biggest story of 2024. But the big story of 2024, apart from my significant other to be, is community. Living Hope Church, starting January 7th, community. Young adult gatherings every Sunday night, and getting to know the singles. The married couples, we're there. We're down. I've got the married couples on deck. The fellas were there, were down. I will be going to almost every guy's video game night. There's some of them that I'm going to miss. But for the most part, I'm going to go to most of the guys' video game nights starting here on January 12th. And we call it the Fight Club. Nice name. But yes, the men of the church are getting together in January to start off the monthly hangouts, where we get together and play video games. That is January the 12th. And so that's the guys every month. That's church every Sunday and church young adults every Sunday night. So that's community, but also the young adult community of singles. That's happening. To reverse the negative trend of Life Church and Ascend Church, where the young adult community as a whole didn't truly invest in me beyond ministry. That is for sure a part of 2024. And I look forward to building with my new church family, in addition to building with the married couples, in addition to building with my best friend, Ashley Moses. It's all going to come together. Merry Christmas again, young people. But actually, it is Christmas today. Last week was the Christmas podcast episode, which related to Christmas. So today is the New Year's episode, but it is the last time you're going to hear my voice in 2023. The 2023 version of me and all of us will be gone in just a couple days. Christmas and New Year's fall on Mondays this year, which means Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are both Sunday. So Christmas Eve was yesterday. New Year's Eve is Sunday. Weird, but okay, I'll take it. So this is the last time you're going to hear my voice in 2023. The last time you're going to hear a remark from me for you. So for the young people, we'll pick back up in 2024. But thankfully, you only have to wait 6 days because, surprise, surprise, this podcast episode is launching New Year's Day at midnight. So not too long after the clock strikes 12 a.m. on New Year's Day, that's when you'll hear from me. So we've done all the work, literally. Now it's time to look ahead. So I have a question for you. What are you most looking forward to in 2024? That answer could be a bunch of things. But let me just point out a few details for you young people that will probably help you see it in a different perspective. Now, I know you don't want to be reminded of this because it relates to school, but school will be coming back in just a couple weeks, maybe even a couple days. For the juniors, after this year is the beginning of your senior year of high school. So your senior year stretches from 2024 into 2025. For the seniors, 17, 18 years of age, the finish line is coming closer and closer and closer. Spring break is in April, and the best time of the year for the majority of young people when it comes to school is prom. And that takes place in May. Prom is in May or June, depending upon, you know, your scheduling situation, but for the most part, May, June. Who are you going to prom with? No, I'm dead serious. Who are you going to prom with? Is it yourself? Is it just a guy friend? Just a female friend? Or is it your boo? Ooh la la. Or are you going with a group of friends? Making it a friend's prom? That's going to be interesting to see when we get to that time period, but that is coming. And then right after that, you walk across the stage and get your diploma. Oh, it's over. No more high school. It's over. No, really. Try fake tears, because reality is 99% of high schoolers that graduate, they don't miss high school when it's over. They're happy it's over. They're glad to be out. What's college like? Oh, you'll find out. I can tell you right now, the schoolwork is way more intense. But the discovery of yourself is the best experience you'll ever have. Literally, because you get to discover yourself. 18, 19, legal age. The government considers you an adult. You basically learn yourself at that point. You start to separate yourself from what your parents taught you, from what society taught you, church. And you develop your own thoughts, your own opinions, make your own decisions about things. I did a lot of that when I was a young person, 18, 19, those ages. So, get ready. Because your time to change the world is right around the corner. The last thing I want to mention is passion. passionate about? What do you like to do? You know that really awkward question of where do you see yourself in 5 years? Yeah, when I was your age, I got asked that question a lot by older people. Oh, where do you want to be in 5 years? 17, 18-year-old me. In 5 years, I want to have a degree, working in a career field that I like, married with babies on the way. Five years later. Five years later, I literally start dating for the first time ever at 23, 24. No degree, not married, no kids on the way. But didn't turn out bad. Turned out great, actually. Because I was able to achieve everything that I wanted to achieve back in college. Didn't have friends back in college at 18, 19. Now I've got friends for life. Best friends, the ones that are closest to me. And as for podcast passion, I've noticed is something that young people have as well. It's fun to listen to the young people who have podcasts and pick their brain and see what they're talking about. So if you are interested in podcasting, I want you to consider this. Consider that, especially if you're going off to college, consider that when you hit college, what if your entire school actively listened into your podcast every single day? From the teachers to the dean to the president, everybody, the security guards, the campus police, everybody, the worship team, chapel. What if every student on campus, juniors, seniors, freshmen, and sophomore, what if everyone listened to your podcast? You'd pretty much be famous overnight. You wouldn't be able to walk the entire campus without someone recognizing you and saying, "Hey, you're so and so from whatever podcast name." Kind of cool, right? That's the approach I want you to take with your podcast if you're going to college. Your podcast has the potential to be heard by tons more people. You just have to think big and fuel yourself with determination to get the word out, keep the word out, get episodes out, and milk every second of podcasting on your next chapter in life. So that's what I want you to think about and consider as we wrap up 2023 and go into 2024. I hope you have a wonderful final 6 days. Enjoy New Year's Eve. And I will see you at the dawn of time. Okay, so we have reached the end. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast episode today. But of course, this is the last podcast episode before 2024 starts. So I decided to come back one more time to give you a little bit of closing remarks on the year 2023. Pretty much what you heard in part one summed up how 2023 went. So to wrap up 2023, I want you to do something for these next 6 days. I want you to really sit down and figure out what you want to do in 2024 and what you would like to see in 2024 that may not have happened in 2023. Because as you know, this is a show about self-improvement, advice and tips on becoming the best version of yourself, relationship improvement in every relationship. And we're going to be diving deeper into relationship stuff as 2024 comes through. So just take the last 6 days to just relax, but also think and ponder and reflect. Okay, cool. Well, this is the last episode of the year, so happy 2024, and I look forward to seeing you at midnight on 2024's first day, January 1, upcoming. So, see you in 6 days.
Wait, social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.